Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 1, A Vedic Brahmana Named Kurma. In one village, there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect and devotion. This Brahmana brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, washed Sri Krishna Chaitanya's lotus feet, and with his family members drank that water with great affection and respect. That Kurma Brahmana made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. And after that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. The Brahmana then began to pray, "O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come into my home. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune, for it cannot be described. Today, my family, birth, and riches have all been glorified. And so I beg you, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you, for I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Oh, my dear Brahmana Kurma, do not speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesha Amara Agyaya Guru Hoy Tara Adesha. Better you instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and in this way become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. My dear Brahmana Kurma, if you follow this instruction, then your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company." After this, at whosever house Sri Chaitanya accepted his alms by taking prasadam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would convert the dwellers to his Sankirtan movement and advise them just as he advised the Brahmana named Kurma. While on his tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend the night at the temple or on the roadside. Whenever Lord Chaitanya accepted food from a person, he would give him the same advice that he gave the Brahmana named Kurma. Sri Krishna Chaitanya adopted this process until he returned to Jagannath Puri from his South Indian tour. Thus, I have described Lord Chaitanya's behavior elaborately in the case of Kurma Brahmana, and in this way, you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout South India. Srila Prabhupada comments on this section in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The statement of the Kurma Brahmana is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. The great Acharya Narottama Das Thakur has confirmed this statement. Sansara Vishanale Dvanishi Hiya Jwale. Narottam Das states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart and that one cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of the material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect, yet one still has to manage the vishayas, the demands of the body, and the demands of so many family members and subordinates, and one has to take so much trouble just to minister to others. Narottam Das Thakur therefore prays, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man. Thus, one must become free from the materialistic way of life. One has to merge him or herself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. It appears that the Brahmana named Kurma was materially very happy, for he expressed his family tradition as now being glorious, Janma Kula Dana. The Kurma Brahmana wanted to leave all these material opulences. The Kurma Brahmana wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Vedic way of civilization, one should leave one's family after attaining 50 years of age and go to the forest of Vrindavana to devote the rest of one's life to the service of the Lord. In this age of Kali, it is not advisable to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grihasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the Kurma Brahmana not to be too eager to give up his family life, for it would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly under the direction of a spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu herein advises everyone to become an ideal householder by offenselessly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and also teaching this same principle to everyone you should meet. And this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join this society. But that is not our mission. For one can remain comfortably in one's residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, then that is so much the better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. So, instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at home with their family. One should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication. Out of these four items, illicit sex is very sinful. So every person must get married. Every woman especially must get married. And if the women outnumber the men, then some men can accept more than one wife. In that way, there will be no prostitution in society. If men can marry more than one wife, illicit sex life will be stopped. One can also produce many nice preparations to offer Krishna: grain, fruit, flowers, and milk. Why should one indulge in unnecessary meat eating and maintain horrible slaughterhouses? What is the use of smoking and drinking tea or coffee? People are already intoxicated by material enjoyment, and if they indulge in further intoxication, what chance is there for self-realization? Similarly, one should not partake in gambling and unnecessarily agitate the mind. The real purpose of human life is to attain the spiritual platform and return to Godhead. That is the summum bonum of spiritual realization. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Kurma. That instruction is that one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So herein is an opportunity for everyone. If one simply follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of his representative and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the very same principle, then the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch one. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip, or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities where the materialistic way of life is very prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he or she lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever the devotee lives, the devotee converts that place into Vrindavan and Navadvip. And this means that materialism cannot touch the devotee. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained herein very nicely. One who surrenders to Lord Chaitanya and who is ready to follow Lord Chaitanya with heart and soul does not need to change one's location, nor is it necessary for one to change one's status. One may remain a householder, a medical practitioner, an engineer, or whatever. It does not matter. One only has to follow this instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and instruct relatives and friends in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. One has to learn humility and meekness at home, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in that way one's life will be spiritually successful. One should not try to be an artificially advanced devotee, thinking, "Yes, I am a first-class devotee." Such thinking should be avoided. It is best not to accept any disciples. One has to become purified at home by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preaching the principles enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, one can become a spiritual master and be freed from the contamination of materialistic life. There are many Sahajiyas who decry the activities of the six Goswamis, Srila Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva, and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis, who were the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who enlightened society by writing books on devotional service. Similarly, Narottama Das Thakur and other great acharyas like Madhva Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, and others accepted many thousands of disciples just to induce them to render devotional service. However, there is a class of Sahajiyas who think that these activities are opposed to the principles of devotional service. Indeed, they consider such activities simply another phase of materialism. Thus, opposing the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu they commit offenses at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. They should better consider Lord Chaitanya's instructions, and instead of seeking to be considered humble and meek, should refrain from criticizing the actual followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who engage in preaching. To protect his preachers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given much clear advice in this section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Recorded January 14, 2022, Makara Sankranti, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.